the moonlight descends, as leaves do in the fall, with grace and with silence. It plays itself upon your bare chest like a blanket, and I slowly rest my hand on the light. I can feel the thrum of your heart under my skin, the way it picks up the moment I press my palm against your chest, feeling the warmth, the pulse. It's our third night back at our kingdom after the recent trip to the King's Auger. Now here we lay, back in our cozy district. A place warm, a place where love falls as free as the water in the river. It is the last place of comfort where I finally found myself and the only thing that mattered to me. Matters, I corrected myself. You aren't gone yet. I despise thinking of the prophecy that the doomsayer spewed at us, especially at night. And yet, it plagues me now. I do not want to imagine how it will feel to sleep alone in a cold bed, much too big for one soul alone. My mind is full of images I wish I could banish, but alas, cannot. Perhaps this is my punishment for loving you so much. Perhaps the gods wish to show me another reason why I'm so wrong in how I feel. Beneath me you stir.
You're awake.
You slur rather adorably. Your words crawled out of your mouth, lazy from exhaustion. Your breath wet and warm as it hits my forehead. Yes, I answered softly. It isn't like I can lie. The truth is that I cannot pretend to sleep for another night. Cannot pretend to be unbothered by the future. I need to absorb every second we have left and store it where I can remember.
Why?
You ask. It's a meaningless question, we both know. I shift and press my nose into the crook of your neck. Here I can smell you. The faintest hint of sweat, covered with the tang of citrus and olive oil. I part my lips and press them against the sharpness of your collarbone. I have the urge to lick your skin, but I hold back. I cannot devour you. Not yet. Not now. I want everything to sink in slowly, like the tides of the water in the sand. I am not tired. I finally answer. My words are barely audible. In between kisses over your neck. I want my time to be better spent.
How so?
You wonder aloud. Your voice is tight, constricted. I kiss the lump building in your throat. And I feel it bob up. How wonderful these moments are. I feel every working part of you, every tendon, every muscle pulled tight under caramel skin. I look up the column of your neck and smile when I feel you squirm. You do not like it, I tease.
When it is you who does it,
you whisper.
I cannot help but love it.
The words pierce my heart. I want to swallow them whole, keep them in my chest, let them sit there. I close my eyes as I sit up, and I let every feeling sink into my mind. This will be what I remember. I know that now. I will remember the warmth of skin, the words from swollen lips, the hardness of muscle built up only through rigorous training, and blessings from the gods themselves. You are not making this easy, I chuckle. I sit atop you, knees pressing into the heavy bedding on either side of your hips, body pressed down so you can feel every part of me. I support myself with hands rested on your chest, both where I can feel the steady thrum of your heart. When you smile, it's a sad one.
I know.
Do you not pity me? I ask. It is not what I mean to say, not all of it. I don't want pity after all. I want ignorance. I want avoidance. I want to leave the problem alone until it arises again. We still have time. We still have time. And yet, that time is not enough. 5 days until we will be sent off, until we will collapse from exhaustion every night from fighting, until I will have to grow used to the sight of blood dirtying your perfect skin, and perhaps my own as well. But that was of far less concern. I do not want the reminders. Not now. What I ache for is the bliss of ignorance.
Of course I do not.
You say. You reach up, perhaps meaning to cut my face, but I turn my head so your fingertips can only graze upon my chin.
You are strong. You know that. I need not worry about the future. I have you now, and that is enough.
It is not, I insist. Now you reach up and grab my hand, pressing it to cut my cheek. And your thumb brushes along the soft skin that covers my cheekbone. Mine is soft still, not hardened. And ready for war and brutality, like yours sadly is.
You are right, it is not.
You finally admit.
But let us pretend it is, if only for the night.
I answer by kissing your open palm, tracing along the very lines of fate that I desperately want to change. Soft lips bump over calluses, the skin hardened from constant drills with the spear and other harsh weaponry. It suits you well, but it takes away the softness your hands once had when we were younger, when you disguised yourself with oils and lotions that made you glow like gold. I miss the nights of downy skin, hands like velvet, running over me with no end in sight. Every night, a cloud of whispers and pleasure. Underneath me you stir, and your hips rock up a little, and I feel you, warm and solid, pressing against my inner thigh. My tongue darts out and runs up your thumb. Here, I taste something like magic. These hands are the ones legends speak of, every digit part of a brutal machine. A human made to fight, made to kill. A human only gods could create. And yet, I can taste your humanity. As I bend down, as I kiss your lips, your jaw, your neck, I feel the breaths that quicken. The way you sigh so softly when I bite the softness of your relaxed belly. There is a certain behavior only humans can attest to, and I see it now. Only humans fall weak to those they love. Only humans find their purpose to live in someone else's eyes. Now I feel like I'm drowning. I look up and am pierced by your gaze. I wish I could travel back up and stare into your eyes for eternity. I want to count the specks of gold that float in those irises. I want to watch as the blackness of your pupils widen and thin again and again. You watch as I slowly pull away the sheets that have wrapped themselves around your waist. I see you. All of you. And I can't help my contented hum. My kisses are gentle like flower petals. I hear your name, a whisper of a sharp tongue, and want to open my mouth and invite you in. I don't. I bide my time. I wait. I soak in every twitch and moan that falls from your lips. You're sensitive, jumping at every lick and kiss, and I feel myself wind tighter. Even I'm growing impatient. When I finally trail my mouth down exactly where you need it, I wonder if there is moonlight upon your back. I tasted nothing different than skin down there, except it's more salty, like ocean water upon my tongue. Sweeter though, like honey. Where my mouth does not reach, my hands do. I touch you with a few fingers, slowly tracing upwards and downwards as I swallow the wetness that starts to release steadily. Fingers run through my hair, pulling at feather-like locks, urging me on through gentle scratches against my scalp. Your hips buck up, as mine do often when I'm touched. The night blesses us with the wind, a breeze that howls softly and covers up the groan of my name. I've never heard you so desperate, voice so full of ache. You say it as you always do, with addiction, as if every syllable is worth all the time and space in the world. This is the person of whom legends leech off of whom is spoken about in places they have never even visited. Your name, they chant over and over again until their mouths run dry. And here you are, heart racing and skin thrumming, saying over and over again, my name, until your mouth runs dry. It does not take long for you to finish. The quick climax is nothing to be ashamed of, not with each other. You're steadied by me kissing your hips, mouthing along the bones that rise, fingers still softly stroking you, petting you like an embrace. Your mouth is dry and you long for water to wash it out with, but you do not want to get out of bed. You lick along your teeth, letting me pull you up and kiss you like I hold your dying breath. I'm numb when you touch me. I feel as if I'm in a fever-induced dream. Your eyes are squeezed shut, and senses amplified, yet feeling nothing but a shadow of everything. You whisper to me through it all, kissing every part of me, holding me so tightly. I believe I stopped breathing at one point. I love you, I say after we are finished. The words are too simple for what I want to say. How can I explain what I feel whenever you look my way? How can I state what weight my heart holds for you? I feed off you, I want to say. You are everything. You are the only thing that connects me to this earth. Without you, I am already gone. You don't answer. Perhaps you know what I mean. Perhaps it's too painful to murmur the words back to me. Whatever the case, you hear them, and you sink down, resting your ear against my chest, listening to my heart fall.
Well, I still can't.
You whisper. We do not sleep. At least I don't. I remain awake, staring at the stars, dreaming of things I wish would not come. I wonder if your blood will spill red on the sand, wondering what will become of a person left alone by their everything, as the pale moon seems to rise even higher in the sky.